Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Coronavirus 411 with a special episode to tell you about a new documentary podcast that tells the story of life in the time of coronavirus. We can all relate, right? It's called Telescope. It's hosted by Jonathan Hirsch, the creator of Dear Franklin Jones. Telescope tells the stories we need right now. Stories of human struggle, resilience, and connection as we all spend a lot of time at home to save lives. To listen to the show, just search for Telescope in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. You can get new episodes of Telescope every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Now let's take a listen to a sample of Telescope.
Every morning, I would do the same things. Wake up, roll out of bed, put on my slippers, turn on the coffee pot, and take out the dog. Then my wife would get up and start to make breakfast. Then my 2-year-old son.
You want to read it again?
Okay.
All right. Okay, come to your dada. Sit down.
We'd read books. I'm a Bulldozer is a big hit right now.
Pushy? You darn tootin' I'm pushy.
A bull.
Yeah, I'm a bulldozer.
The freight trains pass by our house in the morning, and when I hear the whistle, I pick him up and race to the window so he can watch them as they pass by. This morning, I glance at my phone. It's almost time to take my son to daycare and head to the office, but I don't step outside. I won't. Like so many people in the world, my morning routine has stayed the same since the coronavirus. But the rest, it seems, is up in the air. Before all of this, my days were full and rarely spent indoors. This is LA, after all. Why would I stay inside? I would leave the house in the morning, I'd drop my son off at daycare, head to the office, and then I check in with colleagues, in between phone calls, with clients and pitch meetings. I ran a busy, successful podcast production house. Some days I spent hours in gridlock driving across LA for meetings in Culver City, West Hollywood, Highland Park. I was on a plane every other week. But now the city, the country, the whole world is on lockdown. The virus is spreading. My son's school is closed. I'm speaking to you from my bedroom. This is the way life will be for weeks, months. Nobody knows how long. People are dying from the coronavirus, just miles from the room where I put my son to sleep each night. All around the world, we are mostly indoors, just waiting, trying to avoid the virus and each other. Waiting for it to pass through our towns like some giant wave. Movie theaters shut down, concerts canceled, the NBA ended its season. We are living through an unprecedented, generation-defining moment, each of us, alone, in isolation from one another. I needed to find a way to connect us, to create a place for us to document our stories as we are living them. From Neon Hum Media, this is Telescope. I'm your host, Jonathan Hirsch. And Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the foreseeable future, we're going to bring you stories of people who are far away, up close, and how each of us are learning to live through this pandemic. Meet Carmen.
My name is Carmen Graterol, or Carmen Graterol.
Carmen lives in Mexico City, but she's from Venezuela. In the past month, she had two trips planned, one for her friend's wedding in Dubai, and another trip to Caracas to visit family. A lot of airlines won't permit travel 6 months from the date of expiration on your passport, and so Carmen had the trip planned out just right. She'd leave on March 12th and come back on the 27th.
My passport expires on September 29th, which means that I could travel internationally until March 29th.
She knew it was cutting it close. In Venezuela, it could take up to a year to get her passport renewed. When Carmen boarded her flight, coronavirus hadn't yet reached Venezuela. But the country was already in crisis. The hospitals had been collapsing for years. People were going hungry. There were blackouts. But this trip was important.
My dad just had cancer. My grandmother is 92 years old. So I thought it was a good idea to go back home and visit them. Little I knew that there was going to be a pandemic crisis at the same time.
What was it like before you left?
Yeah, I mean, by the time I left Mexico, there were not any official cases in Venezuela yet of coronavirus. Mm. So I wasn't aware of the risk of getting stranded there. When I learned that they were taking radical measures, especially when it came to the airport, it was when I had my stopover in Panama going there. That's when I learned that there were two cases and they were canceling all flights from and to Europe and Colombia.
So you're on the plane and it's not until you're on the plane and you're already on your way to Venezuela that you realize that all of this is going on.
It's funny because the way I found out was in a WhatsApp group that I have with some of my friends. One of my friends, he jokes a lot, and he said, and he knew I was on my way to Venezuela. And as any other Venezuelan can relate, my worst nightmare is to be trapped there without any means to go out, to leave the country, So he messaged something along the lines of Maduro just canceled and every flight coming in and leaving to Europe and Colombia. But I thought he was joking, to be honest, because that's his kind of humor. And by the time I landed in Venezuela, I had an issue with my luggage. And when I was, presenting the report for them to find my suitcase, the airline worker is telling another passenger that's coming from Europe. The president just announced this cancellation on all flights coming from Europe. That's when I realized it was happening. But by then, I was already in Caracas. I just landed there. There wasn't anything I could do.
Venezuela is home for her family. But by now, Carmen had made a life in Mexico City. She doesn't see her native country as her home anymore. And for many, many reasons, she didn't want to stay indefinitely. So as soon as she lands, she's trying to find a way to get back to Mexico City.
The show is called Telescope. Just search Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch? Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.